Thrug had not been walking long when he began hearing sounds from the woodlands on his right. He tied a big pebble into his sling. Whoever was trailing him would be called sharply to account if they tried anything. A pale sliver of moon illuminated the path and woodland dimly as the otter watched the small bushes and shrubs moving not far from where he trod. His hidden follower was trying hard to keep pace with him. Smiling grimly to himself, he twirled his sling meaningfully and stopped. The other stopped too. Suddenly, a juniper bush began shaking and thrashing madly, and a squeaky little voice cut through the night silence.
Help! Help, Mr. Thug! It's a serpent! A serpent got me!
The voice could belong to only one creature, Baby Dumble. Thrug hurled himself into the woodland and pounced upon the bush, ripping leaves and branches as he shouted,
"Belay, matey! Don't be affrighted! Thrug's here!"
The infant dormouse was trapped in the coils of a fully grown grass snake. Though not poisonous, the creature was trying to squeeze the life from Dumble. Thrug gripped it by the throat and dealt it a powerful blow with his loaded sling. It was knocked senseless in a trice. Baby Dumble's face had an unhealthy bluish pallor, and his cheeks were puffed out as he tried to breathe. Sudden shock had paralyzed him. The big otter turned the tiny dormouse upside down and dealt him a hefty whack on his bottom. It was a drastic but surefire remedy. Dumble let out a yell that resounded through the woodlands.
Wow!
A short while later, he was seated happily on a fallen tree, eating a candied chestnut from the otter's haversack, as he watched Thrug tying the snake in an intricate knot around a sapling.
"You stringy old rascal! How dare you try to choke my little matey? You can stay there till you learn some manners."
Dumble chuckled.
"That's the way, Mr. Thug. Tie the serpent up."
Thrug narrowed his eyes severely and squatted in front of Dumble.
"Never mind the serpent, matey. What in the name of jib booms are you doing following me?"
"Want to come with you to North Mountains, Mr. Thug?"
"Do you now? Well, you listen to me, young dormouse. It's bat ear bunk in Redwall Abbey for you. Now come on."
Dumble burst into floods of tears.
"No, no, I don't want to go. Dumble gets sick and die with fever. Me frightened."
Thrug shouldered his haversack and stood undecided, with the tearful Dumble gazing beseechingly up at him.
"You my matey, Mr. Thug. You not let Dumble get sick in a happy. We find nice flowers together, yeah?"
Thrug picked up the infant in one paw and set him atop the haversack.
"All right, you little rogue. Oh, you couldn't think of ye lying sick back there. I'm as feared of the fever as you are. Shove your paw through the straps up there and get some sleep. Then we'll find these ice flowers together."
Off they went up the path, the big otter having his patience sorely tried by the infant dormouse.
"Good old Mr. Thug, you're my best matey, aren't you?"
"Oh, aye. Now you get to sleep and stop gabbing."
"I go to sleep now. Good night, Mr. Thug."
"Good night."
"See you in the morning."
"Aye, now be quiet."
"I quiet now. Dumble quiet."
"Well, I should hope you are."
"Oh, I are."
"Be quiet. You hear me? Be quiet."
"Dumble quiet. You the one making all the noise, Mr. Thug."
Since dawn, King Glagweb had been peering over the edge of the pit, watching Mara intently. The toad guards heaved a massive load of tubers and roots down to the captives. There was even some fruit among it, a few apples, some half-ripe hazelnuts, and late strawberries. Nordo and his shrews gathered it into the little wall caves, keeping the hazelnuts to one side as sling material. As Pickle helped to gather up the food, he called to Mara.
"You've got a royal admirer there, old girl. What? I think he fancies you on toast with an apple in your jolly mouth."
Mara shook a paw at the King of Toads.
"Go away, you fat, sloppy swamp walloper."
"Grr! Silence, stripe dog! Glagweb is king." "Grr!"
Glagweb flung a hazelnut savagely at her.
"Not fat or sloppy. I punish you when the time comes. Grr!"
Mara flung the nut back, scoring a direct hit on Glagweb's nose.
"Why not come down here and punish me now if you dare, fathead? Or should I say your royal splodginess?"
Glagweb waddled about the edge of the pit, quivering with rage, his eyes bulging and his throat pulsing wildly.
Oh, I will eat your heart!
Ha!
Mara curled her lip scornfully.
Eat my heart? You couldn't eat mud if it hit you in the mouth. Here!
She flung a pawful of slime. It splattered into the Toad King's open mouth. The creatures in the pit had to scramble for cover as the Toad Guards hurled pebbles down at them.